All right, our last topic before lunch today is going to be big issues in leasing. And our speakers are Kent Newsom, and Kent's a partner with Greenberg Traurig here in Houston. And you can find his bio in the materials. One thing I always note with Kent is that he's a recorded songwriter with several album cuts to his credit. You don't find very many lawyers that list that on their bio. And the other speaker is Frank Ruttenberg, who's a partner with Haynes and Boone in San Antonio. Frank's actually the director of this course. And I'm going to turn it over to them.
Great. Thank you all, and thank you all very much for joining us here today at the program. I do want to stop for a brief moment and thank the staff, the program staff, UTCLE. Y'all do a great job of putting this program together. You have to herd a bunch of cats to get this thing put together every year. Dealing with lawyers is never an easy task, so thank you all very, very much for all the hard work you put in to putting this course together. So the topic that we wanted to cover during this time period is kind of big issues that you need to kind of address in connection with your negotiation of leases. The backdrop to this topic was on so many occasions I received phone calls from clients where they sent over, tenants in particular, they sent over the lease and they say, look, I know you could provide 250 comments to this document. I just want you to kind of go over the big stuff, which is, of course, the last thing lawyers like to hear, because then we are left to guess exactly what in the client's mind is the big stuff and is not the big stuff, which is always a dangerous thing for us to have to engage in. And so this is a little bit of a survey of lease topics, if you will, as you go through this. And so it's kind of leasing 101 from the standpoint of what you need to think about and what you need to consider. It's also intended to be a checklist. I tend to love checklists because they, in my older age, I think I need these kind of things to help me to remember what maybe I've forgotten. And so it's intended to also be a useful tool from the standpoint of just organizing your thoughts, in particular when you start responding to that client that's walked through the door and you need to think through, okay, what is it that we need to talk about between one another so we can better understand exactly what you think is important in this transaction, and therefore we can focus on it and not necessarily get lost in the weeds. Again, that's kind of the backdrop from my perspective. You want to add to that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And the other thing I think, and I was thinking about this listening to the excellent presentations before, is, you know, we talk about leases as if they're all just like one thing, right? And they're not. I mean, yes, if you are an office tenant and you actually want to lease space, you can have your way right now, no question about it. But at the same time, there are other kind of leases out there. You know, I'm still seeing a fair amount of retail leasing, a lot of dollar store, coffee shop, restaurant leases. I mean, and those tenants, they are very used to getting their way in leases. You know, the same kind of issues we talk about in office leases, which, you know, you don't have the right to assign typically. And if you do have the right to assign, you know, expressly, it's going to be very narrow and it's going to have a bunch of conditions on it. It's going to be hard to thread the needle. That is completely different than, you know, any kind of significant retail user. You know, that we always say how landlords don't want their tenants, and office landlords don't like their tenants competing with them in the real estate business, right? And that's mostly a reasonable position to take. Well, I'll tell you absolutely without question, these retail tenants that are out there right now still opening stores, number one, they absolutely believe themselves to be in the real estate business. And they absolutely are going to have an exit strategy if they don't like how things go once they open. And so some of these things are different. So I guess what I would say as we start is when we talk about leases, we use that word across the board. But a lot of these issues and this bargaining power we talk about is going to be different in an industrial lease or a retail lease or an office lease.
Yep, very much. That's very much the case. I agree with you 100%. So as an overview, kind of the list of large topics that we wanted to kind of cover are listed on this slide. Economics of the deal, which I think people tend to gravitate toward almost immediately because that's the dollars and cents piece. But there's also a lot of other issues. These are relationship documents. As real estate lawyers, we kind of have to understand there are different types of transactions our clients get into, we get into with our clients. The very interesting thing about leases are you really are negotiating a long-term relationship.